Hello again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. And this is Thursday, March 30th. So say goodbye to March. It's also the 32nd day of Lent, as we've journeyed from Ash Wednesday to this Thursday. Amen. And we're using a little devotional called Rise by John Pavlovitz. And we're at his 32nd devotional, just by coincidence. And it starts with scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. That's Luke 5, 17 through 20. Let us hear the gospel word. One day Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." May God bless the reading and hearing of the word. Today's devotion from John is called Carried People. Carried People. He says, as I mentioned earlier, I've battled depression for a couple of decades, but I'm grateful for that. Not necessarily for my illness, but grateful because the fact that I'm still here battling means I'm still here, while so many are not. I think about people in my life, or those I've known from a distance, whose stories have ended, while I'm here, still co-writing mine. There are reasons for this, many which I'll never really understand, but some that are easy to identify. One reason I'm still here is that I have often been carried by the love of good people. I've been fortunate to share life with human beings who showed up at the right time, and through their generosity or kindness or humor, simply saved me. For this reason, the account of a man being brought to Jesus by his friends has always been meaningful, because it reminds me of how powerful true community is in helping us when we exhaust our resources, the way it fills in the gaps and sustains us in the painful seasons. There is a beautiful absurdity in the image of a group of people so desperate to help a man they love that they climb on top of a house, dismantle the roof, and lower him down to Jesus. Audacious stuff. I used to wonder what the carried man felt in those moments as he descended through the ceiling. But after enduring years of illness, I understand. I know what it is to be helpless and then helped. I know how it feels to be that loved. The community of carriers hasn't just allowed me to overcome the overwhelming, but it's taught me how to be one of those determined friends too. I want to be the kind of friend who carries someone to the roof and does something outrageous so that someone else can know healing. In the song One by the band U2, Bono sings one of the trust prayers of ascension. We get to carry each other. Be a carrier when you can, but allow yourself the blessing of being carried too. Amen.